Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome to another Prosperity Class with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. This is the Faith Steps series, and today's topic is Decide What You Want from God. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We have a very special guest that you know very well. Pastor George is back with us today. And
Gloria,
he's loaded.
Gloria, I am, you know, just before we went on the air, you conferred a doctorate of prosperity upon me.
Yes, I did.
I received that.
Doctor Thank you very much.
Received that.
You've more than earned the title.
Well, you have really been quite a teacher to me over these years, and Brother Copeland, about the subject of prosperity. And I remember I paid very close attention in the early years. I still pay attention now, but especially in those early years, these are things that I had never heard of before. I did not know, from where I came from, I did not know that it was God's will for me to prosper. I thought that God put sickness on you. I mean, these are things that I was taught.
Praise God, you found out different.
I found out differently that I was redeemed from the curse of poverty and lack, and walk in a place of divine prosperity and the blessing of Abraham. And you and Kenneth have made, I would say you and Kenneth have made the difference in my life.
Praise
the God. With a capital T. The difference because of what you have imparted to me, to the body of Christ, the things that you've taught about prosperity and about the laws that govern. And this is what the Lord spoke to Brother Copeland. And that's why I really believe that this has been our assignment together for the last 250 broadcasts.
250.
This is 251. Oh. Today's 251. And we just picked up on the mission, one of the missions that this ministry has. And I heard, the day I heard Brother Copeland say it many years ago in a meeting that I was working at, he said, one of the things that the Lord has called me to do was to bring out the laws that govern supernatural abundance and prosperity.
Yes, amen.
Boy, when I heard that, I wrote that down.
He's done it too.
And I don't think we have yet seen the greatness of God and how just the I don't know if it's a word, the immenseness of His prosperity.
Yeah.
Gloria, let me give you a testimony. We have one here from somebody who watched the broadcast, but we also have one. Recently, I got to preach at Bishop Keith Butler's church. Oh, what an experience that was. I was preaching to ministers there, and they had one of the ministers from St. Thomas get up, who pastors a church there, and get up and give a testimony. Now, I met this pastor after the day after he gave the testimony, and Gloria, he watches us on the broadcast.
Praise God.
They watch these broadcasts. They're right in there with us about believing God for prosperity.
Praise God.
Well, he had been believing for some property next door to his church. And the property was originally, it originally cost the owner $1.2 million. And the owner built a hotel on it. So this pastor had been praying over that property because they needed that property for the church. So he'd been sowing seed for 2 years.
Christ.
He's sowing seed towards the purchase of that property. Now the owner came to him and said, well, I bought it for 1.2. He said, I'll sell it to you for 600,000. But they didn't have the 600,000, but he kept sowing and he kept believing. And finally, the owner came to him. This is exciting, Gloria. The owner came to him and said, I'm an old man now. I want to retire. He said, I just thought about this, and I think I'll just donate it to the church.
Praise God. That's a great idea. Isn't that good?
And when I heard that, I mean, I get chills right now because you know what that is? That's supernatural wealth transfer.
That's right.
That's and right. they transferred. This is on the water. This is a hotel with other little buildings on the property. That pastor now has the property. It's like 7 acres and a hotel. The pastor has a hotel.
Praise God.
And these are the kinds of things, Gloria, that God
That's
wants
awesome.
To do for
that
us.
That may be the best one I've ever heard.
Ooh, it just, I texted it to Kenneth the next day, and I said, wealth transfer. He said, amen. Amen. And that's what it is. It's wealth, supernatural wealth transfer.
Wow.
And this is happening out there. We're hearing more and more and more about this. And they do watch us on the broadcast. Here's another one, Gloria. You and I did a series on Bulldog Faith.
Yes, we did.
We talked about just digging our heels in, pressing in with our faith, believing God for what is rightfully ours, mm-hmm. and taking out of the kingdom what He has for us. Well, listen to this. This lady writes to us and she says, I hosted a small group in my home for 10 weeks on Bulldog Faith. She took the notes and created a PowerPoint presentation of what we did
Good
on the broadcast.
Her.
She said, we listened to the broadcast, then we discussed the notes. It was fun. She said, I have several great testimonies I want to share with you. Now, these are testimonies that came out of people watching us on the broadcast. One young lady started a new job closer to home. She was healed of an issue of blood after a recent miscarriage. Another lady got a new job and was promoted before she even began working.
How do you do that?
That's
great.
I'm telling
God
you.
God does it.
This is the supernatural.
Praise
We're
God.
We're into the supernatural.
Yes.
She got a promotion before she got there. They told her she's going to do this, and this is the job she's going to do, and then contacted her before she got on the job and said, we decided to give you a promotion.
That's awesome.
So a woman's back was healed. Another lady was healed of arthritis. Now, here's one. A young man who was texting and driving ran off a bridge.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so here's a public service announcement right now. Don't text and drive, okay?
That's right.
Don't text and drive.
We don't recommend it.
But this man was texting and driving, and he ran off a bridge. I mean, he's in his car probably doing like this, and the car just went off a bridge. Well, he said he was pulled from the wreckage by some homeless people that live under the bridge that we've been ministering to.
This lady has been
ministering to that sent the testimony. So they helped this man. Okay, a woman had a cyst in the middle of her foot. When she went for an MRI, it showed nothing.
Praise
no
God.
Surgery was required. Her faith is strong and she received her healing from bunions. I believe people are receiving healing from bunions right now.
I take that myself.
In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the healing of bunions.
Yes.
I thank you that even during these broadcasts that Gloria and I are on, all during these broadcasts, the healing anointing is there. That's part of our prosperity. That our youth be renewed like the eagles.
Amen.
And that, Lord, with long life do you satisfy us and you show us your salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for this and we thank you for this testimony. And we would love to have more testimonies like this. If you would send in your testimonies, we'll read it.
We get so excited.
We'll read these testimonies. Well, Gloria, let's go on here to the study that you and I are getting into for these next 2 weeks. This is so exciting. And I remember at the time, we used to go up to Tulsa with you and Kenneth. Terry and I would go up with you from time to time, and we would go up there for a Brother Hagin seminar. Oh.
Yes.
What seminars he had up there.
You know what? Oh. It's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Ken has Brother Hagin's everything that...
Mm-hmm. All of his messages.
Somebody got that for him.
Yeah.
And so we watch it at night, and Those are just awesome, you know, the things that...
They are.
So we're refreshing ourselves with the Word of God.
Well, there's a word...
It's a blessing.
There's a word that Kenneth gave back in Branson, at the Branson meeting several years ago now. And it began, that word from the Lord began, dig out the old wells. He started the word like that. Dig out the old wells. Go back to the things that you first learned. And Terry and I, we've been listening to Brother Hagin every night at bedtime. I reach over, I've got him on my phone.
That's where
I find the message. And we play.
He never knew he'd be preaching on the phone.
On the phone. He's preaching on the phone.
So Ken sets his little phone up.
Yep.
We watch, we listen to Brother Hagin.
Yep.
And we've heard some things in there that we, you know, we've heard most of everything he's ever done. And yep. we're in a lot of them.
Yep.
But we've heard some in there that we'd missed.
Isn't it something,
Lori? It is awesome.
I'll tell you, I would recommend to you right now that you go online, YouTube, Brother Hagin, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, for those of you that do not know him, they are spiritual parents to Kenneth and Gloria, yes. to us, taught him the Word of God. And
where we learned how to walk by faith.
Walk by faith, exactly. And I would recommend, I'm telling this to my church right now. Listen
Good.
To Brother
it'll,
Hagin.
It'll help them. I'm telling you, it stirs you up.
And it helps me as a pastor because so many of the stories that he tells came out of the time that he was pastoring. So it helps me as a pastor to learn how to handle situations and to be led by the Spirit. And you and I and Terry and you and Kenneth and Terry and I went up to Tulsa one time for seminar. And what he was teaching up there during this particular time was a series called Steps to Answered Prayer. Steps to Answered Prayer. And you know what, Gloria? The Lord had me go back and listen to that in line with our prosperity teaching. Because we need to know how to use our faith, and we need to know how to develop our faith more proficiently in order to be able to receive from God what rightfully belongs to us.
And you don't just learn these things one time. You feed on how to walk with faith, or you
yep.
let things slip. You know, you keep that Word
That's right.
going in your
That's
eyes,
right.
in your ears all the time.
Well, I mean, it there's...
It stirs you up.
There's what you just said in Hebrews 2, it says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard,
yes.
lest at any time we should
That's
let
right.
them slip.
That's right.
So the Lord ministered to me. I was praying about what should we bring to the table on these particular broadcasts. And the Lord said, go back and listen to two different series. Listen to Brother Hagin's Steps to Answered Prayer and listen to Brother Copeland's Seven Steps to Prayer That Brings Results. So I started listening to those. And Gloria, it refreshed me.
No,
you know, you
it,
go back to those things and they start refreshing you. And here's, this is what I wanted to bring to us.
Praise
and this
God.
Is our introduction. And what we're going to do, Gloria, we've got 10 days. We're going to do the 10 steps.
Okay, good. That's
we're
going to
do these 10 steps. And I'll begin here with Hebrews chapter 5. And Hebrews chapter 5, in verses 12 and 13, 14, Hebrews 5, 12, this is the foundational scripture for Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This is the scripture that you and Kenneth built this ministry upon. In its 50th year, congratulations, Gloria.
Thank you.
You and Kenneth.
Praise the Lord.
50
God
years
be the glory.
Of ministry this year. You are examples to all of us. You're examples to the mm-hmm. body of Christ that you can have a ministry and you don't have to borrow money.
That's right.
You're examples to the body of Christ that you can go through tough times, but you can come out.
And you don't have to lack anything.
You don't have to lack anything. So this is, I think it's appropriate that we begin right here in the very scripture that started Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And it says in verse 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. These people were not listening to what Paul was saying to them. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles mm-hmm. of God, and become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone, here's the scripture, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. He's a baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age or who are mature or fully grown. Even by those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And the phrase that caught my attention here in verse 13 was, they're unskillful in the word of righteousness. Well, if you can be unskillful, you can be skillful.
Hey, that's good.
And it takes yeah. development in doing it. And right now, Gloria, there are so many people out there that are not getting the results that they desire. They're saying, why is it taking so long? Well, it seems like my faith is not working. And you know what? As I was meditating on those things, I thought to myself, that could be the case. their faith may not be working. They're not working their faith. And what Brother Copeland and what you and Brother Hagin brought to us, and this is the exciting thing, these 10 steps to the development of our faith. If you're believing God for a home or for a car or for some financial need in your life, you take these 10 steps that Gloria and I are giving you. And at the end of the broadcast, I'll show the products that we've created for this. But Gloria, I've created a card, card that you can put in your Bible with the 10 steps.
Good.
So basically, we've taken 10 days of broadcast and we brought them into one little card that you can go through these steps. And so we can become skillful. And if you turn there, just go to the right a little bit. Let's go to the book of James. Book of James. Gloria, the thing that you and Kenneth have taught me over the years is how to become developed in my faith. And over the years, Terry and I have learned more and more and more.
Amen.
The more revelation and the more action.
Yes, we're still learning.
You can't just get revelation. You've got to take action. And you and Kenneth have taught us how to take action. And I would say, at this point in our lives, Terry and I are more skillful in the development of our faith than we were, than I was certainly when I first started here the ministry 41 years ago.
We should grow all the time.
We should grow. We should mature.
With the Word, you can do that.
With the Word.
Feed on the Word of God.
Now, we can...
And act on it, you can grow.
We can get effective results. And that's the thing I want to bring out.
Oh, good.
Is everybody is looking for effective results. Everybody is looking for results. They're looking for results in their prayer.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't see it, and it's because they're not applying their faith properly to the situation. And the older you grow, the more skillful you become. And I use this scripture here in James 5:16. It says, I'll read the last part of it, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. There in your notes, Gloria, on part B, I have a couple of translations. One, the NIV says, "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective."
That's good.
In the New Living, it says, "The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results."
Yes, amen.
Wonderful results. So learning how to pray the prayer of faith is vital to our success.
It is.
It's not just asking for something, and there's more to it than that. And there are faith steps that we have to follow, these faith steps.
That's good.
So I'm looking here. What I've done is I've refreshed myself in Brother Copeland's teaching and Brother Hagin's teaching, 7 Steps to Answered Prayer, and you can find those on YouTube. Brother Hagin's teaching on 7 Steps to Answered Prayer, it's out there. All 4 sessions are out there on YouTube. 7 Steps to Prayer That Brings Results will be part of our free offer here today. But listen to this, Gloria. Look at that last statement at the bottom of the page from Brother Hagin. "If one would faithfully follow these steps, they will always be assured of an answer." That's pretty big.
Now, how long have we been, when was it, 67?
67.
So, everything we've asked for since we learned how to receive by faith, we've received.
Yes, you have.
Glory to God.
Yes, you have. And it's still coming in.
And it just works.
It's still coming in.
It's the Word of God and it works.
Now, in the 4 minutes we have left, go to the second page.
That went fast.
I know, it really went fast. Second page, let's look at step one. And each day we'll repeat the steps that we have done. So today, Brother Hagin says, and Brother Copeland, decide what you want from God. That's where you begin. Mm-hmm. What do you want from God? I know that one of the things in following you and Kenneth, you wanted a house. He wanted an airplane.
He can live in
the airplane. Well, you decided what you wanted from God.
Right.
And Habakkuk 2:2 says, "Write the vision, make it plain so that he may run that reads it." You have to decide, what are you believing for? We have to be specific.
And by this time, we'd already seen the scripture, "Oh, no man anything."
Oh, no man anything,
So borrowing money for it was not, it wasn't part of the equation.
That's exactly right. They took that out of the equation.
That's right.
Well, the question is, what are you believing for? What are you believing God for? And Brother Hagin uses, I'll quickly tell this, an example of somebody that goes into a grocery store, gets the basket and just walks around and around.
Yes,
and somebody
that.
Comes up to him and says, well, is there something I can help you with? No. Well, is there something you're looking for in particular? No. And if you are, what's the statement that he has? If you don't know what you're believing for, what was the phrase? I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. If you don't know what you want in particular, you're going to get nothing in particular. I think that's some,
right.
I'll get it together for the next broadcast. But basically what we're saying is, if you don't know what you want, then what are you believing for? There's no target.
No way to lay hold of it.
There's no way to lay hold of it. Thank you.
Right.
There's no way. And I had a couple of examples here. Mark 5:28, the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I may touch his clothes, I will be whole. She was specific. And then Mark 10:51, Jesus said to the blind man, what do you want to do for me? What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? I'm rushing because we have just gone so up to time here. Jesus, the man said, I want to see.
That was simple and to the point.
I want to see. So, and then I left us with this last scripture, Matthew 6:8, your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask Him.
Amen.
So right now, in the name of Jesus, you make your, step one is, decide what you want from God. Decide what you want from Him. What do you need from Him? And as we begin to take them through the rest of these steps, this whole picture will come together and they will see how to believe God and get their faith up to a new level and to a new place they've never been before.
We could call this, have we done any series that says, how to get your prayers answered?
I don't think we've
ever.
This would be the one.
It's really what it's about.
That's what it's about. How to get your prayers answered. Leave it to Gloria to just nail it. Thank you, Gloria.
Glory to God. I'm looking forward to this study. I love to hear about faith, and Pastor George is a terrific teacher. So we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk some more about it.